You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, rolling along, Greeny with you again on the day after everything changed. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I got up yesterday morning. I came in here. I did a TV show. I took the day off from the radio show to spend the day with my wife for her birthday. We went out shopping. By the time we came home, everything was different. I can't keep up with everything that has happened. Every player you were wondering what would happen with them in the offseason, every one of them changed teams. Every one of them. It's all done. Free agency like came and went like that. I asked Shefty today, well, what are the people that we're still keeping an eye on? He was like, I don't really know, Greeny. Who do you want to know about? Like, there's nobody left except Derrick Henry. So let's address quickly, because we haven't yet. We spent a lot of time on Saquon and a lot of time on the Eagles and a lot of time on Justin Fields. Let me give you a different take. Representing both Bubba's team and my team, I have zero issue with neither the Cowboys nor the Jets doing anything of enormous consequence yesterday. Now, the Cowboys literally did nothing. They were the only team in the NFL without a transaction yesterday. The Jets did sign a guard who was on Baltimore last year. What's his name? John Simpson, who started every game for the Ravens last year. And people were underwhelmed by that. Here's what I will say. And I'm the last person in the world to just blindly or blanketly defend the person assembling the talent for the Jets because he has, generally speaking, done a terrible job. But I do not think the Jets are in a position where they need to be spending huge money on the first day of free agency. I do not. The Jets don't need one or two really great players. We have that. We need a lot of decent ones. Our problem is the places at which we were weak, we are so weak that it destroyed the places that we are strong. So they got a backup quarterback. They didn't have that. Tyrod Taylor is a trillion times better backup quarterback than the Jets had last year. So that's good. And we got one guard. We need three more. The Jets are going to take an offensive tackle, number 10 in the draft. They're going to take a kid named Talisi Fuaga from everything that I'm told, plug him in at right tackle right now, and just leave him there for a decade. I love it. So that's a good move. So let's just live in a world where that position is covered. Now we need like four more offensive linemen. They don't have to be the best ones in the league. They just have to be able to play at least a little. The Jets were on guys at some point last year who couldn't play at all. So they just need to assemble or to acquire volume. And so I have zero issue with them not competing at the very top end of the market for the highest priced guys. That's what you do when you need one of them. The Jets need like three or four of them, so I have no problem with it.
You have that right. Offensive line is a position group for which the best strategy to attack when you need multiple positions to fill, of course, is volume. John Simpson, the guard that you acquired, is a pretty good one. He's a plug-and-play, good in pass protection, okay in run blocking, and he'll do a perfectly fine job. And if you get perfectly fine from a guard over the course of 17 games, you're really getting somewhere. Keep in mind, they're almost assuredly going to sign David Bakhtiari because he's friends with Aaron Rodgers, and you're going to use high draft picks on the offensive line as well, and there are still good ones on the market. So for the Jets not to go all in on day one of free agency is the general manager exercising some discipline.
Right. So I didn't have an issue with that. And then Bubba, the only one we've not heard from you today, heard from today really is you. As a Cowboy fan, we've heard from the Eagle fans, we've heard from the Giant fans, we have not heard from the Cowboy fans. How did you feel about the Cowboys doing literally nothing on day one?
Yeah, I kind of agree with what you're saying there, similar to the Jets. I mean, for stars, I was not surprised. The Cowboys, really, for the last 10, almost 15 years, they're not free agent spenders. Really, their last big free agent spender, I think, was 10-plus years ago. They signed Brandon Carr from the Chiefs. So, I mean, that's not something they do. I know Jerry Jones said they were all in, but, I mean, you can't really, who knows what the hell he's talking about half the time. So, I mean, I don't even know what that means. Last year, their best signing was probably the kicker, Brandon Aubrey from the USFL. So, you know, I'd like to see them maybe get Derrick Henry for cheap in the next coming days. That'd be fine. But they have so many needs. They need offensive linemen. They need some linebackers. So kind of like what you're saying, they don't need just one person. It's not like, you know, in the mid-90s when they were able to, hey, let me get Deion Sanders because he's going to be a difference maker because their team's already good. They need a lot of different pieces. They need offensive line, linebackers, like I said, some defensive backs. And it's just there's just no point in going all in right now on one or two people. So I'm not surprised, and I'm not really that upset. They've drafted well the last few years, so I really hope they continue to draft well.
Okay, so those are some of the bigger picture and the personally interesting ones to us. I want to make another point that I tweeted yesterday, and sometimes tweeting things I live to regret it because I'm like, everyone is misinterpreting what I'm saying. By the way, the funny part of this is, so I'll just tell you what I tweeted. So I actually had Hembo, you look up the numbers for me. In the last 12 months, meaning basically the last 2 days and then the first day of free agency last year, three teams in the NFC South, the Buccaneers, the Saints, and the Falcons, acquired three super high-profile quarterbacks, spent, tell me when I'm getting the numbers right here, $250 million guaranteed dollars on these three quarterbacks who have played in their careers a combined total of 28 seasons and won three playoff games. Do I have that right?
Completely correct.
Derek Carr has never won a playoff game as a starting quarterback. Baker Mayfield has won two playoff games as a starting quarterback. Kirk Cousins has won one game. Kirk Cousins has been involved in more NFL games that ended in a tie than he has playoff wins. He has been the quarterback of two teams that finished a game in a tie. A tie happens like once every three NFL seasons. They have the playoffs every year. Kirk Cousins has been in two ties. He's won one playoff game. So those three guys got $250 million guaranteed dollars by those teams. Assess that for me.
I want to assess that by asking you a follow-up, though, because in the AFC, we know that those quarterbacks could not fly. They can't change your destiny. I'm not so sure that that is the case in the NFC, though, because in the NFC, the final four quarterbacks last year in the playoffs were the aforementioned Baker Mayfield, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, and Brock Purdy. The bar to clear in the NFC is so much lower. Can you justify the cost of those quarterbacks given the entry point into the playoffs in that conference?
Well, I mean, no.
You can't.
So the whole thing is a zero-sum game, right? The whole thing is you have X amount of dollars to spend and you can allocate them however you want, and there's only one goal, and that is winning. So in that regard, then I guess you're right. Kirk Cousins gives you a much better chance to win than what they otherwise might have done. But the other way I keep looking at it, and I'm surprised you're not looking at it because you are such a numbers-driven person, is they just gave Kirk Cousins 100 times as much money as the Steelers had to give Russell Wilson. I mean, literally 100 times. Does he have to be 100 times better than Russell Wilson in order to justify that?
It's a well-made point. I agree with you. I think the Kirk Cousins signing is ridiculous, absurd. Here are the numbers that I pulled this morning. In Kirk Cousins' six seasons in Minnesota, I'm just going to read for you where he ranked that season by our QBR metric, which is my single favorite one. Last year, he ranked seventh in half a season, 23rd, 15th, 18th, 13th, and 14th. Across a six-season span, four of which he had Justin Jefferson to throw the ball to, he was the 18th ranked quarterback in the NFL, sandwiched on that leaderboard between Derek Carr and Matt Ryan, exactly where he belongs. Kirk Cousins is average. They gave an average quarterback coming off of an Achilles injury in his mid-30s $100 million. If I was running that team, I would have much sooner traded a third-round pick for Justin Fields.
Yeah.
And paid way less money.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I don't know. And so what happens is I tweet something to that effect, and the responses are hilarious. What's better than the Jets? Well, how are the Jets doing over there, Greeny? And if I were the sort who would engage in these conversations, I would say, you know, you need to set your bar a little higher than that. But let's not have that conversation now. The question is, so when I asked Dan Orlovsky today, what does Kirk Cousins make the Falcons? And he said the favorite to win the NFC South and stopped there. I thought you just spent $100 million guaranteed dollars to win the worst division in the NFL.
That's like, the thing.
Could have won it last year with anybody. Their quarterback play was so bad last year. I watched Desmond Ridder play last year, and with no disrespect, it's my job to analyze people. I can't believe how bad it was. Like, I just can't believe how bad their quarterback play was. And the second is, everyone keeps telling me what a genius Arthur Smith is, and maybe he'll wind up being a great offensive coordinator for the Steelers. We'll see. He seems to have done very well in that role in Tennessee. But I thought that the way they ran their offense with that team, considering the talent they had, was ludicrous. I mean, the Falcons were the ultimate sleeping giants, in my opinion, and all you needed was a representative quarterback, and that's exactly who they got. They went out and they got the definition, as you just said, of a representative quarterback. The problem is they spent $100 million on him. Now, you ask yourself the following question. If they win the division, they win two playoff games, and they're in the NFC Championship game, no one will complain about what they're paying him, right? It will have 100% have been worth it. So I guess we have to figure out, how do we define what a quarterback is worth? If your team is winning, like, who is the GM, the guy who was in Buffalo, who said the thing about Josh Allen when he traded up aggressively?
Brandon Bean
traded up aggressively to take Josh Allen. They asked him about the risk of it, and he said, "Well, look, if I'm wrong, I'm going to get fired no matter what happens. And if I'm right, no one will care what I traded and what I gave up to go get him." And he's exactly right. So that, I guess maybe you attach the same thing to this. Do I think Kirk Cousins is worth $100 million guaranteed dollars compared to what all the other players in the league get paid? I don't. But maybe in this particular situation, it made sense.
It makes sense, but it's still far too rich. The question you have to ask yourself if you are a GM, does X quarterback change our destiny as a team? When Kirk Cousins is the best option, the answer is no. Kirk Cousins is not getting you to the promised land. He can take you from being in quarterback hell to quarterback median, and that's going to get you to 9-8 and eliminated in the first or second round of the playoffs. And there is some value in that, but there isn't $100 million of value in that.
Let me stop you, because while I generally am on your side, I also think, we have to look at a couple of other things.
Mm.
The Falcons last year went 7-10. You think he only makes them two wins better?
Two wins better.
Okay. I think it could be a little better than that based on how badly I thought they were coached last year and how bad their quarterback
played. So you're just assuming Kirk Cousins, coming off an injury at his age, is going to be average?
I have to believe their doctors signed off on this. If he is not ready to play, then everybody should get fired.
I mean, it happened halfway through last season.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers was talking about playing in December, and his injury happened in September.
That's true.
And maybe
that
was a pipe dream. But let me make the finishing point
sure.
here. Where is Kirk Cousins right now relative to where Jared Goff was when the Rams ejected him?
Mm. A lot older.
a lot older, but better?
No.
Not bad.
Very similar player.
Jared Goff had been to a Super Bowl.
Right. On a loaded team. I mean, an unbelievably
good team. Kirk Cousins has had
team.
Some loaded offenses.
But had Jared Goff ever had a tie?
Had he ever had two ties?
Much less two. So, Cam, you think it's a good move or a bad move what the Falcons did yesterday?
The acquisition itself is good. They needed a quarterback, and he is an established one that will elevate their offense from where it was. But the money and the 4 years when he's 35 coming off an injury is just a really weird optical look. But I understand they had to do something, and they've got a new regime coming in, so you hope he's better coached. I think a lot of people are high on Zach Robinson, their OC, but I don't see this getting them past the first or second round. Like,
well,
let
me reframe
saying.
The question.
Yeah.
Let me reframe the question, and we'll pause on this thought. The question is not, is this a good move? The question is, in life, we do not always get to choose what we specifically want. We get to choose between the options that are available to us. So if you go to, I'm just going to use a ridiculous example. If you go to McDonald's and I say, what do you feel like? And you say, I feel like pizza. I would say, they don't have that here. Do you want a hamburger or do you want the chicken nuggets? Because that's what they've got. So if you're Atlanta, you couldn't say, well, what I want is Patrick Mahomes. That wasn't on the list of options. Your option was Kirk Cousins at $100 million because Minnesota was willing to go pretty damn close, or anything else that was reasonably or realistically available to you. With that as your options, did they make the right choice? Why are you laughing?
Because both Mahomes and Cousins now both make $45 million a year.
Okay. But you may not be making the point you think you're making, or I don't think you're making the point you think you're making, which is to say that doesn't mean it was the wrong definition, the wrong thing to do. Did they have a better option? If there is one, I want to hear what it was next on ESPN Radio. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny.
Right now, I am theragunning my right glute. Is that audible? Is it impacting the radio show at all? Because I must say, it's delightful.
It's not audible, but I'm not comfortable with the fact that you're theragunning your right glute while we're talking about the draft.
Why not? Would you
feel
better?
It's a little weird. That sounded like your left glute to me.
No.
Okay. You guys spend too much time together.
We really do.
This is Greeny.
That's probably fair. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're going to go in search of the answer to a variety of different questions here this morning. Why are you laughing?
I hadn't remembered having that discussion until Cam just reminded us.
I've got the Theragun again today.
And the way that your left glute vibrates just sounds a little different.
Well, I've had a little bit of a back issue, and so the Theragun has helped a lot. Anyway, 30 seconds to remind you that ESPN Bet is now live as the official sportsbook of ESPN. ESPN Bet is the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. Sign up today. New users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download today. What a play. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
So I will repeat again for those of you just joining us since before the break. In life, we do not get to choose what we want all the time. We get to choose between the options that are available to us. That applies to everything. And in the particular case of this conversation, it applies to football players and quarterbacks and salaries. If you were the Atlanta Falcons and you were where you were, you have the talent you have the coaching you had last year, you have the quarterbacks you had on your roster, and you have the salary cap space you have available to you. You looked at all the different realistic options in the NFL. You weren't. So what I'm saying is, you can't, if I say to you, what could they have done that would have been better than what they did yesterday? You can't say, well, they could have traded for Josh Allen. Okay, we get it. I mean, of all the things they could have done yesterday, was any of them better than spending, than overspending on Kirk Cousins, yes or no?
I would have sooner traded a mid-round draft pick for Justin Fields. and then potentially in the draft, drafted a quarterback this year. Because that path is much more tenable to my salary cap than signing an average quarterback and giving him $100 million guaranteed. Let's remember that Kirk Cousins is average. Kirk Cousins is coming off of a really nice 8-game stretch this past season. It is also true that we have a decade of data that says that Kirk Cousins is an average quarterback who maximizes his value by hitting the market at the right times, and then teams pay him for it. But the Minnesota Vikings had him in house for 6 years. They weren't willing to go to $100 million guaranteed, and they know way more about him than anybody else.
Right. I mean, that's assuming that they're getting everything right here, too. But it is also assuming that what's best for them is the same thing as what's best for Atlanta. So if you're Minnesota and you look at that and you say, even with him, I'm probably the worst team in my division. At best, I'm the third best team in my division. It's time to rebuild. By the time I rebuild, there's no way in the world Kirk Cousins is going to be my quarterback anymore. Maybe I'm trading away Justin Jefferson for two ones, and I'm rebuilding this entire thing. So it might make less sense for them, based on their situation, than it would make for Atlanta. Let's deal in Justin Fields for a minute. You know I'm a Justin Fields fan. But look, 31 NFL teams are telling you they're not. 31 NFL teams could have him. Don't make that face at me.
31 NFL teams are telling you that Ryan Poles' asking price was astronomically too high.
Why? I mean, it probably isn't now.
Well, it probably isn't now because every team has backfilled the quarterback position because he was asking for an arm and a leg.
On Sunday, before any team had backfilled the quarterback position, Mac Jones went for a sixth-round pick. Are you telling me that if someone had called up and offered a fourth-round pick, if Atlanta had offered a fourth-round pick to Ryan Poles on Monday, he wouldn't have taken it?
I think he'd have said no. A month ago, less than a month ago, Adam Schefter, the best reporter in the world, the best, said that there is a non-zero chance that Chicago gets a first-round pick for Justin Fields. If that was possible at that point in time, we definitely all agreed they can definitely get a two. Ryan Poles was asking too much, and he got burned. He mangled this process. He's now going to have to wait until after the draft or maybe on day one or two of the draft to trade Justin Fields for 30 cents on the dollar. That's what's going to happen.
What are they going to get for him?
At this point, at best a third round pick. Probably later. And that would not have been the case if, as we told you on this show, he makes the deal before the legal tampering period begins. Because teams aren't willing to wait. You can't wait around for a quarterback in the NFL. Starter or high-end backup if you need one. And teams aren't going to do it.
So Pittsburgh decided they would rather give $1 million to Russell Wilson than give Justin Fields. See, here's the thing about Fields. When we have talked about the money that Fields is owed, we have always attached the fifth-year option to it. But as Mike Tannenbaum pointed out on TV this morning, if you trade a second-round pick for a player, then you're going to pick up his fifth-year option because you can't run the risk of trading a second-round pick for a guy and losing him after 1 year. If you trade a fourth-round pick for a player, you don't have to pick up Justin's fifth-year option. So you'd basically be getting him on a one-year deal at only marginally more money than Russell Wilson got.
$6 million.
Right?
$6 million. That's it.
His salary is $6 million this year? I thought it was less than that.
The cap hit this year is $6 million. The cap hit next year on the fifth-year option would be something like $25 million.
Okay. I thought it was even less than that, but either way.
$6 million is nothing.
It is in the big picture, nothing.
Nothing. Now, Marcus Mariota is going to make that next year.
Right.
And he's terrible.
Right. Justin is way better than him. Right. So what is the league telling us? Look, in a league where everyone is starving for quarterback play, if no team was willing to give up a third-round pick for him 2 weeks ago, or at least we don't know what Ryan Poles was offering.
No, but we think he thought he could get a one, at least a two.
I don't know that we think he thought that. We know Shefty thought that. That doesn't mean Ryan Poles thought
that. Not necessarily, but it's not a bad indicator if the leading voice in this stuff said that's possible on the list of options. Justin Fields' market was totally frozen out by his general manager thinking that he was worth a lot more than he actually was.
Huh.
The problem with Justin Fields is that, for as talented as he is, he does require a pretty specific offense. You do kind of have to build it around the quarterback run. OCs don't really want to do that. Like, we know that OCs aren't that good at adjusting what they do to retrofit a quarterback. And if it's not your guy, well, why am I going to change up my offense to this quarterback that majors in the run game? He's not a plug-and-play quarterback, for lack of a better term.
So let's go over all of these again. Bubba, starting with you. Was there a better option out there for Atlanta than what they did?
No.
So they did the, in your opinion, they did the right thing.
I think they made the right decision, especially based on the division they were in. Half the time to win the division, you only need 7 wins to win that division. I think Kirk Cousins get them in the playoffs. Once they're in the playoffs, who knows what can happen.
Here's a good question. Who's better in a vacuum, Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield?
Kirk Cousins, slightly. But Kirk Cousins is going to cost them twice as much.
Baker and he's 10 years older, right? I mean, yeah. How old is Baker Mayfield?
He's more like 8 years.
He was in the same draft with Allen and Darnold. Who
Baker is 28.
But right now, I mean, so Cousins is going to be the best quarterback in that division. So I would...
Right, but I mean, Derek Carr, we just saw the Saints.
Is Bryce Young not going to be the best quarterback? Is he ever going to be the best quarterback on that division?
The best punter.
Certainly isn't right now.
We literally just saw the Saints do the exact same thing last year. They gave $100 million guaranteed to an average quarterback.
Right.
And it did nothing for them.
Right.
It's the exact same. The Falcons ran the exact same play, and it is likely to yield the exact same result.
Who do you think is better, Carr or Cousins?
I think they're a wash.
It's not that far away.
Like, regardless of who you think is better, neither is markedly better than the other.
And Bubba, did the general manager of the Bears, Ryan Pohl, screw this thing up involving Justin Fields, or were the circumstances just not what we all expected them to be?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, I think the second one. I think it just wasn't what we thought they were going to be. I think.
Well, I guess my point is, if you're Ryan Poles, you're not obligated to trade Justin Fields. So you would like to, for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is doing right by him, right? It is not doing right by him to make him wait until after the draft or until someone gets hurt in training camp or whatever it is to trade him. That's obviously the worst case scenario for him. But NFL teams have been doing the worst case scenario for players since time immemorial. So that would hardly be something that we never see. If the other thing is, the other reason you don't want him around is you don't want, to the point that Cam was making earlier about the quarterback controversy that he's worried about in Philadelphia, you don't want whatever faction of fans in your own town still believe in Justin to be complaining when your rookie starts out and has a bad game, which they all are going to have invariably. Caleb Williams is going to have one day where he throws 3 interceptions and the world is going to be saying, see, you should be playing Justin Fields right now, and you don't want that either. So Ryan Poles has those two impeti, whatever the word is. He has those two reasons why it would behoove him to trade Justin Fields sooner rather than later. The other side of it is, if you're willing to live with that part, if you're willing to live with whatever belly aching may come from the fans, then if you wait, you are almost assured, I think, of getting at minimum what you would get now. Someone's going to get hurt in training camp. Someone's going to get hurt the first week of the season. Someone's quarterback is going to be out for the year early. And that someone is going to be more interested in Justin Fields then than they are right now. It brings 31 teams into the conversation as opposed to now where there are like 7 that are in the conversation. So does it not actually behoove them and Ryan Poles at this point, if the offers are that bad, to hold on to Justin, even though it is fraught with some peril?
At this point, yes, of course. The tricky part here is that Ryan Poles elected, he chose to go from position of strength to position of weakness. Like we told you in the lead up to legal tampering, he had the football world in the palm of his hands at that point because he had this quarterback that had demonstrated on tape over the course of 3 years that he at minimum has the traits to thrive in the NFL. My opinion is that he was asking the league for way too much in return. And once you reach the point, once you reach the day that you can legally talk to the other team's quarterback and his agent, you lose all of the leverage. At this point, he might as well just sit and wait.
One more story. Jake Trotter tweeting, the Joe Flacco era in Cleveland appears to be over. The Browns and Jameis Winston are closing in on a deal per source to make him Deshaun Watson's backup quarterback in Cleveland. Feels like it makes some sense. I mean, Jameis is a guy who I used to say that's the mountain. I'm going to be the last one dying on that mountain while I'm dead. I mean, I can't sit here and tell you I still think he's going to wind up being a great player. His lot in life now is to be someone's backup, and that seems like a perfectly reasonable place to be that. Let me come back to just to the final question, or the first one, but to the final person. Cam, break the tie. Did the Falcons do the right thing yesterday?
Begrudgingly, I think they did, because I think Fields is still such an unknown, and the rest of the quarterbacks on the market were probably not as good as Kirk Cousins. I just don't love the money. So, like you said, it is the best option that they had. It just doesn't seem like the best option overall based on, you know, what their ceiling could be with someone else. But based on what they had on the table, I think they probably made the right move.
By the way, quickly, Graziano,
just don't love the money.
Graziano did text me a correction. The cap hit for the Justin Fields acquiring team would only be $3.2 million.
Okay,
you were right.
I thought so. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. As usual, Greeny's genius was not fully appreciated until Graziano had to point it out. So here's an interesting soundbite I'm going to play for you. This is from Joe Fortenbaugh. So the show that follows ours here on ESPN Radio Network every day is Joe Fortenbaugh and Chris Carlin. And they're fun and they're good. And you know Fortenbaugh from our show, too, and he's smart. And we were talking about the possibilities of J.J. McCarthy versus Justin Fields, because that was an option that Atlanta might have been considering. Atlanta wound up spending a fortune of money on Kirk Cousins. Instead, they could have tried to trade for Justin Fields, or they could have tried to draft J.J. McCarthy, which maybe you could do with the eighth pick in the draft. Maybe, and I think more, if you're going to sleep at night between now and the end of April, you might feel a lot better trading up a few spots, which makes him a more expensive option. One way or the other, the question is, who's a better option, J.J. McCarthy or Justin Fields? Here's Fortenbaugh.
Can McCarthy stay healthy? Because if he can, that's already a plus on Fields. Can McCarthy get the ball out of his hands? That's a plus over Fields. We've seen a lot of Fields. All this talk about Fields for months, and now no one wants to say anything about him anymore because everyone's realizing exactly what the market is. It's squadoosh. We're not talking about kickers and punters here. We're talking about quarterbacks. No one is linked to Justin Fields right now. It tells you everything you need to know about Fields and how he's perceived around the league.
There's no way I can sit here and tell him that he's wrong, squadoosh or
I like
not.
That.
I mean, look, the bottom line of it is I am more than comfortable disagreeing with one NFL talent evaluator, right? One guy is going to be wrong all the time. I'm confident enough in my ability, having watched the game all my life, to say, nope, that guy's wrong. He's better than you think he is. But I cannot look 31 general managers in the face, people who live their entire lives with a stopwatch in their hands, and tell them they're all wrong and I'm right about Justin Fields. I mean, the league is telling anyone who's listening, Justin Fields is not what I think he is. For whatever reason, because whatever price Ryan Poles thought he was going to get, I can't believe Ryan Poles was saying it's going to take two ones. I mean, there was a price here. And no one is willing to pay it. I will admit to being very surprised, because there are so many things to like about Justin Fields. People who are disagreeing with me are saying, Greeny, well, haven't you noticed this and that? And I will say, yeah. If he was a perfect player or a perfect prospect, we wouldn't be having the conversation in the first place. But when we're in a world where we're having conversations about, would you rather have Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota, or who's the guy who just signed with the Raiders yesterday?
Minshew?
Gardner Minshew. I see a potential upside in Justin Fields. I mean, in a league where coaches are so arrogant, they will say, are you kidding? With my coaching, I can make that guy into the greatest player of all time. I can't believe no one is looking at the lump of clay that is Justin Fields and saying, I can mold him into a really good player. I am very surprised.
I'm surprised by it, too. I'm going to give you one more Justin Fields team that I think I could see it. It could make sense, and that's Denver. I could see Sean Payton viewing Justin Fields' skill set and saying to himself, I can make something of that guy. And the reason I think that is because he started Taysom Hill at quarterback 9 times. Taysom Hill, who is 10% of the quarterback Justin Fields is. He's always been very intrigued by the notion, by the skill set, by the idea of having a multifaceted quarterback. If Sean Payton recognizes an opportunity to trade a late pick for Justin Fields, don't be surprised if he doesn't.
I feel like that was the rap on him and Russ, was that he didn't like the off-schedule, broken play stuff, and he prefers the Drew Brees-style pocket passer thing.
I think he much prefers that style, but for a third, fourth, fifth-round pick, given the fact that Russell Wilson can't run and Justin Fields can, I think it might be worth a flyer.
Well, and maybe also just to play that role. like not necessarily to be your quarterback on every play, on every snap, but to be a change of pace.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Justin Fields as a gadget quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it, but I mean, I can't explain what's happening, so I have no better explanation than that. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. See why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com.
There are three players in NFL history that gained 2,000 yards from scrimmage in their rookie season. 2,000 yards from scrimmage as a rookie. You are going to give me all three players.
Love it. Answer next, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Greeny, the podcast.
On ESPN Radio, we're live at the Seaport, brought to you by Chase. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Before we get to the trivia, I have a couple of different pieces of news here. Again, we're following all this. The Texans are trading for Joe Mixon. So we thought Houston might be in it on Saquon Barkley. In fact, they were in it on Saquon, but wouldn't go as far as the Eagles went. They are trading for Joe Mixon. Shaq Barrett, free agent, has agreed to terms with the Dolphins on a one-year deal. And Darnell Mooney, now former Bears receiver, is going to Atlanta. He gets 3 years, $39 million, 26 of it guaranteed, to join Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. Boy, do they have weapons there. That's a guy, parenthetically, I'd heard that the Jets might be interested in. And so Darnell Mooney goes to Atlanta. Those are a few notes, and you said you had a quick baseball one?
Yes, from Bob Nightingale of USA Today. The Yankees, while awaiting news on Gerrit Cole, have re-engaged with the White Sox and made a new proposal for their number one starter, Dylan Cease. It is hard to imagine that happening if they're not fearing the worst on Gerrit Cole.
Okay, so there's just a ton of news out there in the world of sports, and this is the place you get it all. So let's do the trivia quickly. Go.
There are three players in NFL history that gained 2,000 yards from scrimmage in their rookie season, and you are going to give me all three players.
Okay, so we'll see if anyone in the NFL is able to do that this year. Three players, so the group trivia, guys, we'll move this along quickly because there's so much news, I don't want to take that much time with it. So we feel extremely good about our first two, right?
Yes.
All right, if those two are not right, then we have no chance. So one of them we feel very good about is Eric Dickerson.
That's correct.
Okay.
He's first, 2,212 yards in 1983.
Jeez.
We feel very good about Saquon Barkley.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
2,028 yards from scrimmage. Ooh. In 2018.
Just made it.
Jeez.
Just made it.
Okay.
Was he second or third?
Third.
He was third. So there's someone in between there. So we have three names, guys. We have Adrian Peterson. We have Edgerrin James. We have Ezekiel Elliott. Around the room, which one do you want me to go with? Because I'm absolutely uncertain. Bubba, which one you want to go with? You're a Cowboy fan. I feel like you should know this about Zeke. He was the rookie of the year, right?
I know he had a great rookie year.
Did he ever cast any passes?
He was definitely catching passes.
Dak was the rookie of the year that year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Dak won.
Zeke was second.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. I said Zeke should have won it. That was first and second.
I'd vote for Edge, but I'm not confident.
We got one vote for Edge.
I would say either Edge or Adrian Peterson.
Edge?
I don't think it's Adrian. I don't think he caught enough passes.
Let's just go Edgerrin James. All right. If it's Zeke, then...
Without an enormous amount of certainty, we are going Edgerrin James.
And the correct answer is Edgerrin James.
Yes!
Woo!
We are the best. We are so good.
Big day for Cam. Big day for Cam.
Cam came up with it.
Who needs Nick?
Who needs Nick?
That is really
Nick
well
who?
Done. Cam, well done. That makes me feel much
Thank
better.
You.
Yeah, Nick, Cam was 2 for 2 on the trivia
Big
today.
Day.
Zeke had to have been close, though.
1994.
Wow.
Zeke Elliott.
Oh, he was 6 yards
six
away.
Six yards Jeez. Away.
Do you have any more names there?
Yeah.
The top five. Zeke 4. Doug Martin of the Bucks in 2012
Never
was
would have gotten that.
Followed by Billy Sims, Otis Anderson, Clinton Portis, Marshall Faulk,
Thought about
George
Clinton
Rogers.
Portis.
Yeah, there was a time. I was thinking
Doug
about
Martin.
Sims and George Rogers. There was a time when, in the NFL, a rookie running back came in every year and was unstoppable. Like, it just happened every single year. There was someone, and Eric Dickerson was the best of those. College basketball, by the way, in the home stretch tomorrow, ACC tournament presented by Robinhood. Coverage on many of these ESPN radio stations. So with all this other stuff going on, there's something else that happened that I just want you to know.
I need you to listen carefully.
I just want you to know.
So this is going to sound like, Greeny, why in the world are you talking about this on a day with all of this sports news? But you'll understand why when I get there. So on Saturday, it was rainy. I was supposed to sneak down to Tampa this weekend, play a little golf with my buddy Booger McFarland. I hurt my back. I just didn't feel like I could go. So Stace and I, last minute, decided we were going to go to a Broadway matinee on a rainy Saturday afternoon. There's a very well-known actor named Liev Schreiber. Do you know who that is? You probably don't. He was on the TV. He was Ray Donovan on the TV show Ray Donovan, which is a very big show. Anyway, he's a well-known actor. Bubba, Cam, you know who he is?
Oh, yes. I've seen this person before.
The NFL.
He's also the voice. Yes, he's the voice of Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks, yeah.
Anyway, he's a very well-known actor, and I am a fan of his work, and so is Stace. So he is on a Broadway show, a limited run, called Doubt. So Stace and I were able to get tickets. Boom. We go. We're going to the show. We sit down at the show, 2 o'clock in the afternoon matinee. 2 o'clock, lights go off. Liev Schreiber walks out onto the stage. Everyone, including us, applause. This is so exciting. He does an opening monologue that he goes on for about a minute. And he's constantly sort of stopping. But I thought it's the character. He's playing a priest. And I assume that this is just part of the performance. But he kept sort of stopping. Like, he seemed like he was not right. But that doesn't mean anything to you when a play is just starting, because you just assume, okay, this is the character. And then all of a sudden, he looks at the audience and he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, but I need a moment." And he walked off the stage. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on here? And then the lights went on. And then there an announcement says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be holding for just a moment." So we're holding. And about 5 minutes go by, and everyone in the theater is looking at each other. What's going on here? And then we hear, "Ladies and gentlemen, Liev Schreiber is not feeling well. He's under the weather. We need 10 minutes to get the understudy ready, and we will re-begin the show in 10 minutes. And Stacy and I, and probably what looked like 3/4 of the theater, got up and walked directly to the box office. I knew to do this immediately. I think a lot of other people found it out by word of mouth. I walked directly to the box office and got my money back. Because on Broadway, when you pay to see a star, you're not paying to see the show. They still did the show. The lines were the same. The plot was the same. The characterizations were the same. The scenery was the same. Everything about it was the same. But I didn't pay to see the show. I paid to see Liev Schreiber in the show. And if he wasn't going to be in the show, they weren't making me pay to see it. So I walked to the box office, and it's the first time I'd ever done this. I was aware you could do this, but it's the first time I'd ever done it. So they say, "Would you like to exchange these tickets for another performance, or would you like your form of payment refunded? We actually looked at some other dates and we couldn't make it work, so we got our money refunded. And I just thought to myself, isn't that fascinating? Sports and Broadway are not the same thing. I understand injuries are a part of the game in sports and all that sort of stuff. But it did make me think about how many times I've pointed out that on Broadway, if you go see a star, you're guaranteed to see that star. And if not, you get your money back. And it actually happened. Whereas if you go see an NBA game or any other, and a player is resting that day, you're kind of out of luck. I felt like a story worth sharing.
What are they going to say at the box office if you go to MSG to see the Mavs, Luka doesn't play, and you say, well, Luka's not playing. Can I get my money back?
Yeah, and they would say, no, you bought a ticket to see a game. And they would be right. It just presented without comment. It felt worth sharing. We'll see you tomorrow, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.